In Vermont, a growing number of mental health patients stay in emergency rooms. Their stays are getting longer, and in the past 9 months, six hospitals around the state have violated regulations governing the treatment of psychiatric patients. Those are some of the findings published in a story this week by reporter Mike Fayer of VT Digger. To discuss his reporting, Mike Fayer joins me now. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So to start, why are mental health patients staying in emergency rooms?
It might not be the only answer, but the easy answer is that we don't have enough inpatient psychiatric bed capacity for these folks. There's a lot of complicated reasons for that. The latest estimate I saw is that the state needs another 29 to 35 beds to meet the needs that we have today and 10 years into the future. But yeah, so when someone goes to the hospital with a mental health crisis, and oftentimes they may be involuntarily committed, if there are no psychiatric beds for them to go to, they just have to wait. They just basically have to sit tight in a place that, quite frankly, is not built or equipped to treat them.
Mm-hmm. And your story highlights a number of incidents at facilities around the state where patients seem to have been restrained or handled in a way by staff that violate state regulations. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? What were some of the incidents that you reported on?
Yeah, so we saw, I guess, a wide variety of things. There were fights, sometimes between mental health patients, sometimes between patients and security or staff. We saw escapes, attempted and successful. In one case, a juvenile mental health patient escaped in March from a hospital in St. Johnsbury and was gone for more than 24 hours without a coat. We saw use of restraints that the state said were either improper or left on too long, which is a big deal. There are regulations about how often you have to check on a patient who's restrained and when you should remove those restraints. There were certainly at times patient injuries as a result of some of these things. And what struck me was in going through these reports just for this year was the number and severity of these incidents.
And so, what's behind that? Does this have to do with more patients staying in emergency rooms where staff might not be trained or equipped to handle mental health patients?
Yeah, certainly that's the main idea. And as I said before, there are more of these patients coming to hospitals. Their needs are more acute. That's also somewhat of a mystery to folks in the mental health world. We're not sure why we're seeing not only more patients, but patients with more severe illness. And we have hospitals that, of course, in Vermont are pretty small. If you're a critical access hospital, you only have 25 beds maximum. And they have a lot of needs in their community to meet. And so they just haven't over the years developed any sort of capacity to deal with psychiatric patients, especially not sometimes for days, even weeks at a time, as we've seen some of these patients staying.
Well, in terms of some of the violations that are in these reports, I mean, is there anyone that has the feeling that maybe they're enforcing regulations that might be unrealistic in terms of handling patients, or is it a problem with facilities and providers themselves?
Well, my guess is there are probably varying viewpoints on that. Certainly, I know some hospitals feel like they've been put in a nearly impossible situation because on any given week, you don't know how many mental health patients are going to walk through the door and how severe their illness might be. On the other hand, as the advocates will tell you, there are clear and pretty longstanding regulations about how you treat mental health patients and how you cannot. And I would say that the state's not going to stop enforcing those. For instance, you can't call in the police and have them really assist you with patient care and have them handcuff patients, have them stand by as basically a show of force to help administer involuntary medication. That's not acceptable. And that's one of the things that we saw in these recent batch of reports.
And so, I mean, it seems like an underlying issue here, at least in part, is a lack of resources. Is there an answer to that as a state government looking into that?
I guess, again, the easy answer is probably to build more beds. That takes time. It takes money. The quickest project that we have in the works is, I think, 12 to 16 new adult inpatient beds that are being built at the Brattleboro Retreat. 12 of those beds would be for state use. We have another proposal to build, we're not sure how many beds, but more beds than that. UVM is looking into that idea in central Vermont. But again, that's years away. In the short term, what we have are these state investigations saying, hospitals, you're not doing this right, and you need to find a way to provide adequate care to these folks who are in your custody for the time being. I know that the State Department of Mental Health told me that they've gone out and have tried to do some additional training with emergency room staff. And the hospitals themselves are taking measures, including training, de-escalation techniques. In some cases, they're taking on physical projects like building special rooms in their emergency rooms and elsewhere to house mental health patients safely. But, you know, all of this feels pretty haphazard and pretty stopgap at the moment, and there doesn't seem to be a real coordinated idea of how to deal with this problem right now.
Mike Fayer is a reporter for VT Digger. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.